Hello and welcome to Finn Sportsman. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and today I have a great episode for you. I'm going to be doing my mock draft 4.0 with some trades. Only two in this one. Not a whole exciting trade draft, but this one will be my first one with trades. Also, I'll be doing some NBA later in the podcast, getting to my mock draft first, but I'll be talking about some NBA as the playoffs come near. It is super close to the playoffs, only a couple games close to the playoffs and even the playoff games. So which teams could sneak out of the play-in games, meaning they'll be in the sixth, fifth spot, and who will be out of it. So I'll be talking about all of that. Well, let's get to my mock draft 4.0. First one with trades. I have two trades, but I'll get to them when they come up. First two picks, Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, no surprise. Followed by the 49ers. This one is a questionable pick. Who they will go with? They have Mac Jones still on the board, Trey Lance, and Justin Fields. In my last mock draft, I had Trey Lance, and this one I'm having the same. I believe Trey Lance is the pick, no doubt about it. I really believe Trey Lance can do a ton for this team. Just needs a year, and I think that is it, so they can still have Jimmy G on the roster, play one more year. But I feel like Trey Lance, he is the guy going at number three for the 49ers. At number four, I have my first trade with the Patriots trading up to four. Falcons giving up their fourth pick. They will get number 15 in return. I didn't really plan out the whole trade, but right now the Patriots trade up to four as the Falcons go up to 15. Here at number four, I have the Patriots taking Justin Fields. I've heard a lot about them liking him a lot. I think this is a good pick on their part. Very shifty guy. I think Cam Newton, they signed him for a contract, and I think they want something out of him this year. And I think Justin Fields is a guy also who can wait a year and really succeed in the NFL. So I feel like Justin Fields here is a great pick for the Patriots, and I feel like he's the best available probably right now with number four here. I wouldn't go with Mac Jones for the Patriots. At number five, I have the Bengals taking Ja'Marr Chase, had Penei Sewell, but now back to Ja'Marr Chase. Really think the Bengals are going to go with a duo of the LSU players, Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. I really think that's going to happen. And Ja'Marr Chase, ultimately a great player, one of the best jump ball catchers in the class. So Ja'Marr Chase at number five, followed by our next trade with the Cowboys trading up to number six, getting pick number six from the Dolphins. The Dolphins get number 10. The Cowboys, they trade up for Kyle Pitts. They didn't want to give up a lot, and I don't think they will have to give up a lot for number six compared to number four, because that would be the spot where they really secure Kyle Pitts. But I don't think they give up a lot for Kyle Pitts. And the Cowboys become more dynamic in this offense. At number seven, I have the Detroit Lions taking Devonta Smith out of Alabama. Great player, a lot of size concerns that NFL teams are looking at. But I don't think right now, I don't think you should worry about his size right now. Ton of great stuff that he can do. Watched a video on Devontae Smith, and it showed a lot about him and how good he is if you really look deep into how he plays. Devontae Smith, I think he replaces Marvin Jones, because he's not really the Kenny Golladay replacement. He's more of the Marvin Jones replacement. So here, Devontae Smith out of Alabama going off the board at number seven, followed by the Panthers at eight, taking Penei Sewell. I think here, Sewell's on the board, and I think here the Panthers are going with an O-lineman. Sewell is the best in the class, very good blocker. I feel like he's going to be a generational O-lineman. And here, the Panthers get Penei Sewell. Broncos here at number nine take Mac Jones. I think they're going quarterback. This is not the quarterback in particular that I think they would take, but I really feel like quarterback is needed. And obviously the Pats traded up to number four. And really the Broncos, you shouldn't trade up earlier just to get Mac Jones. I think here he felt to hit them, and I think they take him. I think quarterback is going to the Broncos. At number 10, the Cowboys, I have them taking the Dolphins via the Cowboys in my trade. Jalen Waddle out of Alabama, I have them taking a wide receiver, and really this is a good trade for them. They still get the guy they want, and Jalen Waddle is still here. It's a great wide receiver, and I think the Dolphins, they're going to go with a wide receiver. I've heard they have interest in Penei Sewa, but here I think they go with a wide receiver, and Jalen Waddle is still on the board. They get more picks with it, so this is a great trade for the Dolphins if it would actually happen. At number 11, I have Rashawn Slater going to the Giants. I think they go with O-line if wide receiver is not there or someone they really are desperate for. And I think Rashawn Slater is the guy here at number 11 that the Giants should take. He's a great blocker, great player for Northwestern. And I really think this guy has climbed a ton of boards and deserves it. At number 12, I have the Eagles taking our first corner and Patrick Surtain out of Alabama. Great lockdown corner, probably the best in this draft. Very good, solid player, has a ton of experience. I think this is going to be a great pick if they do get him. Chargers here at number 13, I have them taking Christian Darrisaw out of Virginia Tech. Great run blocker, also is working on pass protection. And I think this is going to be the selection, in my opinion. Christian Darrisaw is a great O-lineman who can really control the D-lineman. He's a very strong and big O-lineman in this class. So I think this is going to be an interesting one to see. With the Vikings next year at number 14, taking J.C. Horn out of South Carolina. Cornerback still on the board. Somehow he falls. I'm looking at this. J.C. Horn is still on the board, strong corner, and you got to take him. He's probably either the best, second best. He's top three corner, in my opinion, maybe even top two. So J.C. Horn, depending on where you have him, he might be falling for you, but I have J.C. Horn coming up here at number 14. With the Falcons next via the Pats trade, taking Caleb Fairley out of Virginia Tech back-to-back, in the last three picks, we have two Virginia Tech players, Caleb Fairley out of Virginia Tech. There's a lot of injury concerns for him, but really, he used to be a top 10 pick, but now he's falling to number 15. I think the Falcons, he's a great player, 2 years of experience at corner, and really exceeded at it. I think the Falcons take Caleb Fairley and get their solid corner, because their other corner is Patrick Peterson. At number 16, I have the Cards taking Jalen Phillips out of Miami. The edges really are kind of confusing in this draft because teams are looking at him like, injury concern, not the best player. And I think it's true to say that the edge class, it's a strong class, but it's fair to say that they're not a pick that you would take early in this draft. It's fair to say that. And I think here the Cards get their edge and then fix the rest of the team with their second-round pick. After the Cards, we have the Raiders. I have them taking Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah out of Notre Dame. I feel like this is a great pick. He's a great player who rushes the passer, great zone, actually rated the highest zone coverage from PFF, which is crazy, especially since he's a linebacker. This really fits this team and really fixes the team and really finishes it off. So I think this is a great pick for the Raiders if they take Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. Next, I have the Dolphins' second pick going with Trevon Merrig. Like I've been saying, Micah Fitzpatrick, they've never gotten a replacement. And I think this is going to be the sneaky pick of the draft. Really, who takes Trevon Merrig is going to be the question of the draft. That's what I think. Next, I have Washington taking Tevin Jenkins to finish off the O-line. Question marks around Brandon Scherff right now. And right now he's on the franchise tag, but it's going to be looking like he's going to be wanting Trent Williams type of money. And I don't think Washington is willing to pay him that. So might as well pick the replacement early for this team. At number 20, I have the Chicago Bears taking Rashad Bateman out of Minnesota. Great player out of Minnesota. One of my favorite players coming out of this draft. Really a strong class for wide receiver. And Rashad Bateman, really a great player. Number 21, I have the Colts taking Azeez Ojulari out of Georgia. I think the Colts, someone whose edge is going there. They have, DeForest Buckner on that D-line. Nobody really at the edge position that's solid besides Bobby Okereke, if you can even count him as an edge. I think he's a linebacker more. But Azeez Ojulari, this is a great player to finish off this D-line that could use some work. But I think Azeez Ojulari to the Colts is a really good pick. I think the Colts kind of have a really good player coming to them where they're at right now. Next, I have the Titans taking Elijah Moore. I think they get a wide receiver. Replace Corey Davis is who I'm thinking of. And Adam Humphries. Elijah Moore teams up with A.J. Brown, both Ole Miss players. I really think here this is going to be a pick where they replace their wide receivers. And I think they go with the best wide receiver available, whether it be Kadarius Toney to them, Elijah Moore, or Rashad Bateman. I think they go with the wide receiver. I don't think they trade up for one. I think they're in a good spot for the wide receivers. Next, I have the Jets taking Kwity Paye out of Michigan. I think they go edge. Robert Saleh, really good defensive-minded coach. And I think he's going to want to pick someone from the defense to fix this team. And I think Kwity Paye is a good start, but it's not the finish for this team. Next, I have the Steelers taking Najee Harris. This one I'm sold on. I don't think there's going to be anyone else besides maybe Travis Etienne they consider. Maybe even Kyle Trask. But Najee Harris out of Alabama, great running back, power back, receiving back. Good pick for the Steelers. Jags, I have them picking Elijah Vera Tucker out of USC. A really good player. Could protect Trevor Lawrence, who they picked earlier. Next, I have the Browns taking Micah Parsons, linebacker out of Penn State. Linebackers have been falling. I think Micah Parsons is going to be one of them that falls and then ultimately becomes a steal of the draft. Next, I have the Ravens. They have two first-round picks through the Orlando Brown trade. Jason Owey, I feel like, is going to be the pick out of Penn State. Really good player, like I said. Good player on the edge. I think they fix their edge position, which no longer has Matthew Judon or Unique Ngakoue. Next, I have the Saints taking Xavien Collins. I think with Quan Alexander not there, they don't have anybody. And Trey Hendrickson left. Xavien Collins, I feel like, is the best bet right now for a four-year, not really long-term situation, but I think that's a really good pick for the Saints. Followed by the Packers, who I think take a wide receiver with Kadarius Toney. Get Aaron Rodgers some targets. Start it with Kadarius Toney. Really shifty player on the offense. Can get the extra yards. Great pick. Followed by the Bills taking Greg Newsome out of Northwestern. Great man-to-man coverage. Plays great. Has a ton of speed. I think getting a cornerback too for the Bills is important. Followed by the Ravens and Bucks. Ravens taking Samuel Cosmi and the Bucks taking Eric Stokes. So that was my mock draft. You can go check out the article on my website, finsportsfin.com. I will now be talking about NBA right after this short break. Thank you so much for watching so far. I'll be right back. Here's a quick word from my sponsor, Anchor. Hello and welcome back to Finn Sportsman. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg. Now we're going to go to the NBA and we're going to look at the standings and the games that happened last night because there were some big ones that went on. So right now in the NBA, really, the full talk is the play-in tournament right now. Teams can be secured into the playoffs, but then also you have play-in tournament, which teams are also looking in, which I honestly think is a little random for this, the play-in tournament. But right now, we have eight teams looking in the play-in tournament with San Antonio taking on Golden State if it were to end today in Portland and Memphis as the 7th and 8th seed. In the East, we have Washington and Indiana. I almost thought they were Indianapolis like the Colts. But we have Pacers taking on Washington if it were to end today in Miami and Charlotte at the 7th and 8th seeds. So real quick, how the play-in tournament would work is the 10 and 9 seed, the winner would go to the next game. They would play the loser of the 8 and 7 seed. The winner of the 8 and 7 seed automatically goes into the 7th seed. The loser of the 10 and 9 seed is out. That's how it's working. So the loser of the 7 and 8 seed would play the winner of the 10 and 9 seed. The winner of the winner of the 10 and 9 seed and the loser of the 7 and 8 seed, they would play each other. The loser of that game would go home. The winner would be the 8 seed. So it's kind of confusing for the play-in tournament. But we're going to look at the teams that are really close. Let's start off with the East right now. Miami, Charlotte, Indiana, and Washington, like I said, all right there. Miami and Charlotte are the ones looking in to the 6th and 5th seed. Hawks and Boston controlling the 6th and 5th seed right now. Right now, the lead, Miami right now sitting at 32-30, and Boston 32-29, and Atlanta 38-28 right now. Then we also have Charlotte, who is looking at 30-30 right now. Really close right here. Then you also have the Knicks, Bucks, Sixers, and Brooklyn. The Knicks are tied with the Hawks with the same record at 34-28, and then from there, Milwaukee has a three-game lead, it looks like, off the Knicks, with Philly and Brooklyn just one game back from each other. Philly at 2, Brooklyn at 1. Then let's look at the back half of the East. Orlando, Detroit, and Cleveland all look like they are not having a chance at making it in at all. They would have to win. Actually, yeah, they don't have a chance. But teams that have a chance in the East, Toronto and Chicago. Both teams are at 26-35 with Washington at 27-34, just one game back from Washington. So if Washington loses two, Chicago wins two, Chicago could possibly be in. I know Washington has the tiebreaker on Chicago. I don't know about Toronto, but those two teams are looking in. Let's see Toronto's next few games. Oh, wow, they got a lot of games left. I don't know how much they have left. Oh, so their next five games for Toronto is Brooklyn, Denver, Utah, LA, and LA. Oh my goodness, Toronto, you're going to have to win. Here, I've not seen the schedule for these teams, so I'm just being honest. This is a tough schedule. If Toronto wants a chance, I'm saying they got to win two out of the three of these games. The only winnable ones right now, I think, is Denver. Maybe even the Lakers. Utah has been falling apart. But those are the only teams they have a chance. Chicago, on the other hand, has the Knicks. They also have Milwaukee, Atlanta, 76ers, and Charlotte. So they have all playoff teams. I think they could get a win against Charlotte, Atlanta. I don't know about the Knicks, though. So both teams are going to have to win a lot, with Washington here looking at the 10. Take on the Lakers. They take on the Cavaliers, Mavericks, Pacers, and Milwaukee. They could win if they win 3 out of 2, they are set. They are close to being in. So this is a very tight race. Indiana, on the other hand, we're going to look at them because they are also on the bubble. They have Portland, Brooklyn, OKC, Washington, and then Sacramento. Three of those games, probably actually four of those games, are winnable with Portland. Brooklyn, that's going to be the hard one. But Indiana, if they can get four out of five, that team, you could be seeing Indiana in the postseason. Going to the Western Conference, four playing game teams are Golden State, San Antonio, Memphis, and Portland, all looking very close. Three teams with the same record, basically. Golden State sitting at 31-30. San Antonio and Memphis tied at 31-29. Portland sitting at 32-28 with the Mavericks and Lakers right there close. Dallas at 33-27 and Lakers at 36-25. At the bottom, Houston and Minnesota are out. Like, out. They are out with OKC, Sacramento, and New Orleans looking at 11, 12, and 13, all looking out. But here, New Orleans at 27 and 34, they are four games back from Golden State. Sacramento, 25 and 36, is they are six games back from Golden State. So right now, all looking in, but Pelicans, closest one to being in, have Denver, OKC, Minnesota, Golden State, and then Golden State as their next five games. All of them are winnable, and this team is really good. So all five are winnable. If they can at least pull out four wins, that will not be bad. Golden State, on the other hand, has Dallas, Minnesota, Houston, New Orleans, and New Orleans. So all those games, like I said, are going to be winnable. Golden State and New Orleans have all five winnable games. Then we got San Antonio also on the edge with Miami, Boston, Philly, Utah, and Utah sitting right there as their next games. All these games are losable games. None of them are really winnable. Maybe besides Boston, this team is going to have to put in some effort if they want to get in. Memphis has Portland tomorrow. Followed by Orlando, New York, and Minnesota. These games right now, I got to say, four out of the five are winnable. They're going to have to at least win three, in my opinion, because San Antonio has a very tough schedule coming up. Then Portland, we'll look at theirs real quick. Portland sitting at 32-28. They got Indiana, Memphis, Brooklyn, Boston, and Atlanta as their next five games. Winnable games with Memphis, Indiana, and Atlanta, all looking like winnable games for the Trailblazers. Dame time needs to get his Dame time back. And Dallas, they have Golden State, Detroit, Washington, Sacramento, and Miami. A lot of those are winnable games, maybe besides Miami, but all are winnable games. I'm telling you, these teams, it is heating up. All these games are winnable. Lakers have Washington, Sacramento, Toronto, Denver, and Clippers. That's maybe three out of the two, maybe two out of three how the Lakers are playing right now. So this is going to be very tough for a lot of these teams coming up. I just got to say, it's going to be tough and very easy, and they're going to have to get those easy wins. So it's going to be interesting. But I'm going to talk about the games from last night. Very good games. Two teams are trying to keep their streak alive, Washington and New York, but both lost with Bradley Beal scoring 45 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist on the game. DeMar DeRozan, 37 points, 2 rebounds, 10 assists, as the Spurs win in overtime 146-143. Very good game there in Washington. New York takes on Phoenix, and New York, DeRozan, 22 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 33 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists for Devin Booker on the night. The Suns and Chris Paul pull out the victory, 118-110. The Knicks lose their streak. But also, the Timberwolves, D'Angelo Russell having a very nice night, 27 points, 2 rebounds, and 12 assists. The Timberwolves pull out a win against Utah, 105-104. Utah cannot be falling right now, and the Kings pull out a victory against the Mavericks with Rashawn Holmes having a great game, 24 points and 6 rebounds. Luka had 24 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists as the Kings win 113-106. Today, we have some good games on for you. Let's see what games are on. The Celtics take on the Thunder, not a very good one, but Bucks, Hornets. Make sure to watch that game. That's going to be a good one as Giannis is averaging almost 29 points a game. Pacers Trailblazers, also another one for the playoffs. Dame Lillard, 29 points a game for him. Nets Raptors, this one's going to be a big one for the Raptors. Nets, on the other hand, just to get another win. Timberwolves take on the Rockets. If you see that game, maybe pass on it. Just got to be honest, just pass on it. Anthony Edwards, 19 points per game right now. Warriors take on the Mavericks. That one's going to be a really good one. Steph averaging 32 points a game as Luka is averaging 29 points a game. We got a ton of good games coming up for you. As the NFL draft is headed towards us and NBA is coming close to the playoffs, NFL draft is this Thursday on ESPN. that is going to be something very interesting to watch and see who your team gets. So make sure to go watch the draft. Thank you so much for listening, and you can go check out finsportsman.com. I'm Tyler Finberg. Until next time.